producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here to help out as we work through some of the media news notes, some of the things that we feel are important for you to know. Last night was the premiere of 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi at the AT&T Stadium. I've been invited to go there, but I decided not to because I want to pay for my ticket. And last night there were 30,000. I can't imagine what would have happened, Rich, if I'd have gone there. I told you that I had been invited. I think I said
that was me switching my microphone for
it. I didn't, as I understand it. I'm trying to remember what I said on the air and off the air about this. But what I'm really, the consistent message I have is a self-serving one, because I think I've explained my son's involved in writing scripts, and then he and his partner are working on several different television projects, but none of them have really, they'll make like $8,000 one month and then $1,000 the next month. It's that business is
the life of TV.
Right, exactly.
TV,
movies, that sort of thing. So they scripted a sort of follow-up movie for this Benghazi movie. And if the Benghazi movie does well this weekend, they'll green light. That's what they call it.
What is it called? 13 and a half hours?
No, it's basically the same story, only it takes place at a different embassy in a South American country. The circumstances are a little different, but they already have a large actor.
Is it a true story?
No, it's taken from, not true at all.
Because 13 hours is true.
Yeah, but it's the idea that these sorts of things could happen. All it is a, remember when they did two of those White House movies, White House Down or something?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum was in one and Gerard Butler was in the other one. And it was basically the same story. It kind of goes back to when Apocalypse, and then the other movie about going out and knocking something, an asteroid out of the sky. There were two in the same year, I think in the same month even. I remember Bruce Willis was in one of them, and I'm trying to remember who the stars were of the other one. But the idea is once something happens in Hollywood that goes, then everybody wants to copy it. But this script was apparently ready before the other script for this Benghazi movie, and the fellow who's responsible for the book is a fellow that I talked to last week, and he's the one who wanted me to come. And I said, well, you understand if I don't come, well, I could come and then go see the movie with somebody else. But the bottom line is here. Please go see 13 Hours.
You could have gone and just bought a ticket. That would have been okay.
Pay to go in with 30,000 other people into the AT&T Stadium in Dallas?
No, you could have gone in there and watched the premiere, and then you could have just gone and bought a ticket at a movie theater. You didn't even have to see
it. Well, I'm going to do that this weekend.
Well, there you go.
More comfortable circumstances. Anyway, so that's that story.
You should pay for 100 needy people to go with you to help pump up the numbers.
100 needy people.
Yeah, people who haven't been
able to need to go to the movie.
Yeah.
You can tell your son I'm doing my part. I'm doing a screening of it tonight for my local show.
There you go. Okay.
40 people entered to win. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. The United States Navy is embarrassed somewhat. Sailors apologizing on television in Iran for a mistake. I have yet to ferret out what this story really is all about. Did they really go into Iranian waters? Was there really a problem with the ship?
They're saying that it was a navigational issue.
Who's saying
that?
Yeah,
well, both the Iranian and the U.S. government are saying that it was a navigational issue.
Did they keep both of the boats, one of the boats, or neither of the boats?
They took in both boats. They put the sailors. The thing that is kind of getting people upset is that they took the 10 sailors. There's 9 men and 1 woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on their hands and knees. They put their hands behind their head. They treated them like prisoners of war. They put the head wrap on the woman. And then they videotaped all of it. And they're using it as propaganda in the country of Iran right now.
That seems to be our friends.
These are supposedly our buddies that we're signing agreements with, using us for propaganda. And then making them say stuff about their government. I mean, not that you can make someone do that, but intimidating these guys so that they're saying, oh, this was our mistake. You know, they're kind of not coming from a position of power you would normally see the military from the United States of America coming from.
Well, this thing perplexes me because we seem to be getting 3 or 4 different points of view. Did Joe Biden apologize as well for the boats being in the water?
No.
Okay, so
Iran's calling for us to apologize. They're continuing to call for us to apologize.
Well, this seems to me to be one of those circumstances where we might have been able to control. Both boats didn't break down. So what were they doing over in that water? They would have to have known. These are very sophisticated devices that are on these boats. These are pretty new boats. And so all I remember getting out of the conversation yesterday was a discussion to Jimmy Dean and Sausage after we discussed PT-109 when somebody said, what kind of boats are these? And I said, they were modern era PT boats. So we didn't get much information about this yesterday. And now I see the video and the apologies, and it's kind of sickening, actually. And so under the circumstances,
we're giving these guys a lot of money with this new deal. I mean, they're getting a lot of.
They are not our friends. Let's not refer to them as our friends, because the government of Iran is not our friend. People in Iran, they are our friends, but because the Iranian people don't like their government any more than we like our government. And there is a lot of people are leaving Iran and ending up in America. A lot of really good medical students, a lot of people that have been involved in the medical field, especially because the government in some way, shape or form gets in the way of medical advances there for who knows what the reason is. Not important for the conversation, but I know a lot of people are going to school here from Iran that are medical students, and a lot of them are trying to figure out how to stay here. That's only one of many.
They get married.
Yeah, they can get married and they stay. But I'm still not clear about whether we made a mistake or these guys were just out there. They wouldn't have been able to take the boats if they weren't in their own water, if they weren't in Iranian water. So what are they doing over there with a boat like that in the first place? These are small boats. What are they doing in Iranian water? Why are they even there?
Didn't they have a navigation system failure?
What are they doing there in the first place, though? Why are they there?
They were going to Bahrain.
That was where they were headed.
Yeah, they were going from Kuwait to Bahrain, and their navigation system broke and went into their waters unknowingly.
Hmm. Wow. Frustrating, isn't it? What are we missing here, Kenny? Anything in the story? We got it pretty much covered now. These people are back in U.S. hands. And are they saying something that counters what they said on Iranian state television?
They haven't said anything publicly yet.
No, I haven't seen anything publicly at all.
But there's video. I mean, so you kind of know what happened. Right.
What is the video?
No, I mean, since the 9 men and 1 woman have been returned to the Navy, none of them have said anything publicly.
Right, publicly.
I thought you were
asking if they had confirmed the story, if these guys had come out and said this is exactly what happened. But there's video, so you don't even need to.
A video of what?
Of their capture.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about how they got into both boats got off course and went into Iranian waters.
No,
on
the other one went with them.
Right, the other, they were tandem, right? They were going
yes,
together.
Yes, the other one did not want to leave them.
Hmm. Does it make any sense? Does this make any sense to anybody? I'm asking all the three of you. How does this make any sense with the sophisticated stuff that we have on these boats? How does this make any sense?
And I would imagine whatever they're doing there is beyond their pay grade. I think the point of the story is that it's a country that is getting a lot of money from us that we've signed a deal with. It should probably not be violating prisoner of war, using prisoner of war tactics in this situation, violating UN policy. I mean, I think that's kind of the bottom line.
It's provocative. What they did is provocative. What we did was provocative as well. And this is where the frustration comes. These people are going to look for anything, any way, to make us look bad. That's the MO here. They don't want us to look good. They don't like us, and they are trying to... The government of Iran will do anything it can to embarrass us, even though we brokered the deal so that they could do whatever it is that they're doing with nuclear energy. And so, we're sort of in this situation, and you can hear it in my voice, I'm very frustrated because I don't really understand why they were there, and they could have been on the way to from one place to another, but what are they doing in the waters where they could conceivably do what happened? They can provoke an incident and create a big stir over really nothing. It seems to me, could have been prevented. But it also, I think the Iranians, whatever their this political reality is that's there, where the Ayatollah wants to do everything he can to embarrass America for whatever the reason, the big Satan, whatever it is that they call us, it sort of goes against the grain. As I say this in the last 3 or 4 minutes, I can tell by my own body language that I can feel that I don't understand still what went on. And I think we're getting sold a bill of goods here. I think there's something else going on, and we don't know about it. I think there's some other reason that this took place, and it's not as plain and simple as it seems. That would be my take on it anyway. 18 past the hour, and good day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. Took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Anybody figure out who invited Kim Davis to the State of the Union?
Yes.
Address? Yeah, it was a congressman.
It was her local congressman.
Congressman says he didn't do it.
It was he gave tickets to a group. She was part of the group.
Yeah.
But he didn't specifically to listen to the story
that
was played.
She knew she was using one of the tickets.
Not what I heard yesterday. I heard that he didn't know anything about it.
No.
Nothing.
That's what I read.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. But she had wanted to go. They gave tickets.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. It's me, I'm a feel only. Three.
Hi, we're going to play three songs by three different artists that have one particular thing in common. Something about these three songs and the artist that connects them, ties them together, if you will. So if you have this figured out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 and win a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Great When You Do the Work. The first song comes to us from the talents of Stevie Wonder. My favorite song of all time. I just called to say I love you. Number one song, 1984. First appeared in the movie Woman in Red. It is the biggest selling Motown single ever in England. And he sings all of the parts, plays all the instruments. Pretty amazing.
All Stevie.
Yeah. All right. Crank this up, Richie, will you please? Why not?
No summertime.
All right, okay, so that's the first song. No, maybe we can go back to this after we get some of the basics from the other two songs. Randy Newman up next with If I Didn't Have You.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Be helping you in my description of these songs. That's a Grammy winner from the soundtrack of Monsters, Inc. 2001 is the year. This was the 17th movie that had music written or performed by Randy Newman. His only non-movie chart-topping hit was Short People. Remember that?
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the other movies have been songs have been in movies. So, all right, we got Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Randy Newman, If I Didn't Have You. This is a Madonna. Sooner or Later, from 1990, movie is Dick Tracy, written by Stephen Sondheim. Soundtrack topped the charts in the U.S. and 12 other countries. Song was never released as a single. A Vogue was released from the movie. That went to number one. Okay. So what do these three songs have in common? 888-302-3684. How good are you and figuring this sort of thing out.
Other than they all come from movies, right? Because you said that.
Right.
There's another step on the ladder that would apply if they are all from movies. Then what's the next thing that you could almost
Can you name
assume?
The movies for me again, please?
The first movie was Woman in Red. Second movie, Monsters, Inc. Third movie, Dick Tracy. That doesn't really help you much.
No.
And that's because that's what that's what
the other hint is something that happens in about an hour from now.
Yes. There is a connection to something that will happen. There'll be a lot of publicity about a certain list that comes out later on this morning. Oh, there's their flashlight.
There we go.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
That
ding,
one
ding,
helps.
Ding. Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, let's go back to Stevie Wonder. This was sung by Madonna.
Yeah,
goes.
Yeah, that'd do a lot. There you go.
I don't think I knew that this song was on that list.
Really?
The other ones, yes, but I did not know.
I don't think that I knew any of them were on this list, frankly, until I was given the information. All right, so here's what is going on here. All of these songs were Oscar-winning songs from movies in that particular year. So this won an Oscar in 84, Randy Newman 2001, and 1990, the year for Sooner or Later, got an Oscar. That's the circumstance. If your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it may come down to one simple remedy. In today's Pet Show tip from Warren Eckstein, he'll tell you more right now here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of their not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Tonight, my fellow colonists, welcome to day 341 of our occupation. From Carlton Cuse, the executive producer of Lost, comes a groundbreaking new series. Our choice is clear. Resist or die. Starring Josh Holloway of Lost.
I'm a collaborator.
And Sarah Wayne Callies of The Walking Dead.
You're putting a target on your back, and on mine, and on those children.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on USA Network.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Conversation continues now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is in Washington. What's the temperature in Washington this morning, Richie? What's the weather?
Cold.
Like
it's cold. 30 degrees.
East. Well, it's not that cold. It's wintertime. I was about to say it was Christmas.
No.
It's cold.
No, that's cold.
Yeah. Not as cold as 20.
No.
Or as cold as zero. Think Minnesota. And 22 below in northern Minnesota today.
I don't even know what that feels like. Yuck.
I don't want to know what that feels
last
like.
Last year on the farm, the record was set that I can remember. We had 31 degrees below zero for 4 days in a row. That was when I decided in 11 and a half feet of snow that the time had come for me to cease operations. The people who are trying to, in the farming community where these things happened last month in New Mexico when that storm came across, you saw 8-10 foot drifts, the cows were dying, getting out, getting all over. You just can't do an you cannot operate a farm in those conditions. You can't. And a lot of these animals, that the beefers, they're out all across the prairies. The beefers stay out. They have no shelter. They're out year round, and normally they can protect themselves because they have very heavy hides, and their feet usually are not their blood supply to their feet. The way they sleep, they keep warm. They don't get frozen unless it gets really cold. But I remember the year before last when there were thousands of cows that got killed in that storm, or maybe it was 2 years ago. They went across the Dakotas, and the animals couldn't get to the feed because there was so much snow, and they all just died. As long as a cow can eat, then the cow will not die. When the cow has nothing, as long as they keep their body heat up in any condition, they'll be okay as long as they get something to eat. But as soon as the feed's not there, they're really in trouble. So, weather-wise, out here in California, pretty nice. Yesterday, delightful day in Arizona. Nice today. It'll be the 60s, near 70 degrees where we are, Jennifer and Kenny. Nice, quite a nice day. Our quote of the day today comes from the leader of a new clinical trial that's trying to fight obesity. They're talking here at his company about the new pills that are odorless tasteless, and double encapsulated. They're called poop pills.
Hmm. And fancy. It's a good name.
Straight face. Poop pills. Poop pills. How many of you lost it when you found out you didn't win the Powerball draw last night? Sorry about that. Jennifer, I'm sorry.
But
winning
big
number 8, 27, 34, 4, 19. Powerball number was 10. We all went through these numbers earlier. Richie, I don't know if you have your Powerball ticket or not. Most everybody's thrown theirs away now. We had one among us. I think we had one number.
Yeah, I didn't get a single number.
No.
That's got to be a sign.
I got one, but it was the Powerball number in the wrong space. So I don't even think that counts.
So trending from the California lottery site, it's official. There were three jackpot winning tickets in the Powerball draw, California, Florida, and Tennessee. And then this came from the Powerball site in Tennessee. Tennessee lottery officials confirmed that a winning Powerball ticket was sold in Munford, near Memphis. Those of you listening to KWAM, how much do you know about that? And how come we haven't heard from John Harper yet in Melbourne?
Maybe because he won the lotto.
Right.
John, did you win? Somebody at the public store in Melbourne Beach got the third winning ticket. The identities are not known yet.
All of you out there, don't forget your favorite talk show host. Come on.
John, come on. You can become a co-host if you sort of handy up a couple of mil. I'll put you on the air.
Let's see. Co-host, you can sit on my lap and have my microphone. I'll give you a shoulder massage. Come on.
The big thing out here in California was the store in Chino Hills. What the heck? Why do I know that? I don't think I've ever been to Chino Hills.
It's off the 60.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so it's west of you, on the other side of the mountain.
East.
Kind of, is it? Oh, I'm sorry, yes, east of you. Yeah. Okay, so that first fellow, the store owner was Balvar Atwal.
Store, Balvar.
7-Eleven store. He gets $1 million for selling the winning ticket. If you are the store owner who sells one of these tickets, you get $1 million. How about that? It's all of this stuff. $1 million to the store owner. Cool.
It's neat to see the people there, too, so excited that somebody in their community won.
Yeah.
They're out there last night chanting.
Yeah.
Just everybody having a good time.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
That 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, they sold $12,000 worth of Powerball tickets yesterday alone.
Did they?
Crazy.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
You think people that are waking up this morning looking at their winning ticket are upset that they have to split the $1.5 bill?
No, they're still going to end up, if they take the cash, it's $300 million.
I only got $500 million.
Yeah, right.
Darn it. Well, we all have to slum it.
We have been talking about entitlement in our country and who feels entitled about what.
After taxes, that's only $300 million, $250 million.
Yeah. I'm only going to be able to buy a couple islands.
Darn it.
All right. I'm thinking that you're smart if you take it on an annualized basis and don't take the lump sum.
Not me. Everybody takes the lump sum.
No, but it's not smart to do that.
Yeah, but they don't trust that the money's going to be there in 29 years.
I think there's one reason to trust. This thing is too much of a cash cow for governments. I think there's no worry that this is going to be around in 29 years. If anything, it'll be expanded upon. More people can win. Yes, more winners. There was a radio program here in California yesterday that did the program live from a site where they sell the tickets. And I thought this was illegal. They were buying tickets and giving them away to people as a promotion.
Yeah, you could do that.
Can you? All right, so we could have done that.
Because isn't it possession is 9/10 of the law? So if if you hand out tickets and somebody's got your ticket, there you go.
A pair of Oklahoma women accusing four oil companies of causing a dramatic increase in earthquakes. So, what are they doing? What any smart person would do? They're suing the oil companies. The women say that fracking, right? Isn't that what it is? Causes faults, or the faults to come.
Fracking.
Fracking. They inject billions of gallons of water into faults in the between various levels of rock and formation, that sort of thing. And that's one of the reasons if you do any research and nose around into why it is that the oil is as cheap as it is, it's because we in our country, we can be proud of this actually, we perfected this process to get the oil out of places where it's stuck. But apparently these women have
done
some research on their own. Their suit was filed based on the fact there have been 70 earthquakes in places where this fracking has taken place. This is Oklahoma. So, and if you look back at the records, they may have something because Oklahoma is not known to be seismically active. The companies, the lawyer says, have acted with reckless abandon. So I'm thinking with that statement, okay, lawyers, suits, did the lawyers find the women or did the women find the lawyers? Which was it? There are 70
people.
Could
go either way.
It could be, right. The class action status they're seeking has named four companies, none of which you know because the oil exploration companies are hired by the big oil companies like ExxonMobil. They don't do the dirty work themselves anymore. They hire it done. Just like the oil rigs are not really run by BP, or even though BP had to take in the shorts for the spill in the Gulf, it was a private company, another company that was running that rig, and that's really the way it is. It's one of the most interesting businesses for that, where they hire out. Most of these big companies don't have anywhere near the resources you think they do. They just have lots of cash. And they develop this cash by bringing people in who are specialists in certain areas so they don't have to develop the same technology. You just hire somebody. Seems to make sense, right? Richie, you wouldn't rebuild a studio there. You'd hire somebody who is good at that's all they did. It would be like rebuilding the engine to your car. You wouldn't do it yourself.
We did it once when we built these studios, and I will never do it again.
Yeah, right. No. What? Hire it done or do it in-house?
I'd hire it done next time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It makes
no sense when we're talking about this kind of stuff to not hire it done by people who are really experts. Whatever it is, I think that's what you do. Unless you're like me on the farm, I don't have to hire experts because it doesn't have to be 100% super-duper job. I just don't want to have to do it over again. So we take our time to do it the right way. But if you're in a hurry, you don't do it yourself. You send it someplace, get it done, bing, bang, boom, and you're in A-OK shape. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on television, the TV news, and what's starting tonight on your television set. That's the job of Jennifer Horn in a rather surprising sweep of all kinds of information. She's going to have all kinds of time. We're going to give you more time than you could possibly ever need, Jennifer.
Yay.
Just a moment. You're on Good Day.
About time.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
All right, here we are at 46. I didn't get on the air, did I, Rich?
Nope, you're clean.
I'm clean. Good. Doug's good day. 46 past the hour. The lovely Jennifer Horn. Does that sound sexist if I say that?
You nope, wouldn't call say me. It all day long.
But you wouldn't call me lovely. I wouldn't.
I'd call you handsome.
Okay, the handsome Doug Steffen and the lovely Jennifer Horn.
Right.
With the television. What do you mean, wow?
Pat Sajak. You sound like Pat Sajak and Vanna White here.
Why? Does he say how good looking he is?
I think they started out the lovely Vanna White, don't they?
Really?
Lovely. Well, she is.
Jennifer.
Dang, that girl is not the youngest thing ever. She looks hot. She looks amazing. Good for you, Vanna.
And so do you.
All right. Oh, thank you. All right.
Homeland.
No, you do not get to tell me where to go first because I am delivering breaking news, Dougie.
Really?
Ooh,
okay.
This is a big story.
Really?
Remember that little show called Friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh! Gigantic mega hit.
Yes, right. Yeah. That's
well,
a good story.
Well, guess what?
What?
All of the original six stars are going to be reuniting for a two-hour tribute special to the director of the program, James Burrows. That will air on NBC on February 21st. All of them. Six of them. This is the first time it's happened. Mm. And this is going to be a cool thing. It'll be a cast reunion special. And Friends will be the first one confirmed. They're also going to do Crowded. They'll do Cheers and Mary Tyler Moore, The Bob Newhart Show, Night Court, Two and a Half Men, Will and Grace. So this is pretty exciting stuff, I think, for you Friends fans out there. Right? All right. If you're a fan of The Voice and you're a fan of Blake Shelton, as I am, and you'll be happy to know that he and Gwen Stefani, even though she won't be a judge this time around, Christina Aguilera will be back in the judge's chair. Gwen will be back. She just can't stay away from my man, Blake Shelton. Apparently, she's going to come back as Blake Shelton's mentor for Team Blake.
Oh, so, yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she'll be mentoring if you know what I mean.
Right.
Voice starts on, 10th up, season wait, on February 29th. Hey, they're dating, Dougie. We're allowed to do that.
Really?
Dick Wolf. You like him, don't you?
I do. I like him. He's a guy. Smart guy. Yep.
He's got the Chicago franchise going. You know, he's got Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. Well, now he said there could be a fourth Chicago show coming to his...
Chicago toilet.
Yes, Chicago law.
Chicago pizza. You know what they ought to do? You ought to do Chicago politicians and show how everybody's on the take there.
Yeah, that actually would be
a
good show.
They're going to do a Chicago law and order. That's basically what I think this is.
Oh, Chicago law, exactly. Yeah. And that was announced at the TCA this week, so that's kind of fun. Now, Heroes, I loved Heroes, the original. They tried to do a reborn, which was a miniseries. It's not getting canceled. They're just not going to do another season. So Heroes Reborn is done, but it's not coming back for a second season.
I just couldn't get into it this time.
You know, it was weird. It's like they tried to meld the new cast with the old cast, and it just...
Tell me about Homeland. You don't think that's an important story?
I do. I think Homeland is a very important story. People love it. Homeland is coming back home. It is going to take up... season 4 took place in Pakistan. Now season 5 in Germany. The upcoming 6th season coming back to the States that'll be set in New York City.
Mm. And Hairspray.
Hairspray the musical. Do you like that one? I don't know about that. There's a live production. These guys are, this is all the rage now. They're doing Hairspray the musical live on NBC this year. And they seem to get a little bit of rating success. They've done The Sound of Music, Peter Pan and The Wiz. So NBC has said Hairspray could be next in that series.
Mm. Courtney Cox. There were pictures of her in some of the news media yesterday. The big story was she was running and didn't have any makeup on. Huh?
What?
Did you see all those pictures? Courtney Cox. Yeah, I know it isn't the story, but some of these characters tried to make it the story around her new Fox comedy.
Well, I think that Courtney Cox looks pretty good, and who runs with makeup on?
She's awesome.
I mean,
and
give
let
me
tell
break.
You something. Every show she's come out with since Friends has been hysterical.
It's been funny.
She's really funny.
Whether anybody watches and thinks
right.
so.
Right, yeah, they may not do well in the ratings, but they're all funny.
Bad news before we wrap up. Al Jazeera America, Kaputsky.
Well, they didn't want to keep funding him because they can't sell their time here.
Peyton Manning. You go out to Peyton
Manning.
He's
going on Al Jazeera.
That's right.
You're done, baby.
You're
done.
Yeah.
Really? Is that, I didn't put two and two together.
Al Jazeera. 51 after. Bye.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Past the hour now. Nice to hear the theme from the Money Pit so we can focus on a man who dragged himself up by the bootstraps. Tom Kreidler is here. Now here's a man who used to, he was in the home improvement business, and his problem was he never could afford new nails, so he always used old ones, and he had to pound them straight in order to use them when he roofed or things like that. So we're happy that you got out of
that. In the old days, people used to do that all the time.
Hardware I do it all the time on the farm now. I don't buy new nails. I use old nails.
Why not?
Explain one of the leaks that we have on one of the roofs and one of the barns. Oh, okay. Please. Tommy Nakay is here. Home improvement program is better than any other home improvement program, not just in this country, but on the planet. As a matter of fact, I understand that to replace Al Jazeera, there's going to be a new network that's going to be built around you and Leslie Segretti.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. You haven't heard that?
I have not.
Called Al Kreidler.
Al Kreidler.
Is that your dad?
Al Tommaso. All right, anyway, in a moment, we will get a quick review of a philosophical review of the Consumer Electronics Show from last week where Tom was, and then I get into a couple of questions from listeners. What a concept on Good Day.
As we embark on the new year, many people are making resolutions to eat better. More and more Americans are seeking out protein, a nutrient that's an important part of a healthy eating routine. But it's not enough to simply get enough protein. When you get protein is just as important. Registered dietitian Holly Granger has some advice.
Americans tend to eat most of their protein in the evening, but spacing protein intake throughout the day can help optimize how your body uses it. I recommend getting around 25 to 30 grams of protein at each meal, including breakfast, yet most people only get around 13 grams in the morning. Pairing milk and its high-quality protein with your breakfast is an easy, delicious way to help get to 25 to 30 grams of protein before noon. Powering up your morning with a protein-rich breakfast, including milk, can help energize mornings. Plus, you'll also feel fuller longer so you can focus on the things you want to accomplish.
Visit MilkLife.com/morningprotein or follow #MyMorningProtein to get tips and learn how you can win free milk.
$700 a piece. Oof. All right, Tom and I were just talking about Adele tickets, folks. Have nothing to do with
that. Yeah.
How much did you pay? Come on. How much did you pay?
I got them on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, but like, did you get them in the first round? Or did you
I mean, listen, I've tried to get tickets on Ticketmaster dozens of times and just get that spinny wheel and the thing just craps out on you and you get nothing. I mean, I tried to get Springsteen tickets, nothing. Right?
Nothing.
So, you know, I just got one of the alerts that the Adele tickets were coming up. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to be sitting here for 20 minutes anyway. I might as well try. Yeah. And for the one time, it actually worked.
Really? So I tried to get Adele tickets for both L.A. and Boston. And the tickets in Boston, this is the day that the announcement was made. The tickets are out there. They were sold out in 10 minutes to all the scalpers.
Right.
So the first round showed ticket prices from $470 to $730. And then the L.A. prices were over $1,000. Now, I just went back there the other day. $4,700 people are paying to go see that woman in New York, L.A., some of the big cities. Wow.
Yeah, I was looking at the row we got tickets in, and I saw they were being sold for $3,000. And I said, do you really want to see Adele?
So what home improvement project could you do in lieu of seeing Adele, right? You
can repurpose
that money.
But nice segue. I like that.
All right, so CES last week,
it
taught you that we're getting dumber and the tools are getting smarter. Is that basically
The homes are getting smarter, so we can get dumber if we choose to. I mean, the thing is, there's so many home automation systems out there. They all share the connectivity that Wi-Fi offers. They enable us to do all sorts of things that we couldn't do before. Even if you don't have, say, for example, a security system, right, where maybe your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors are monitored. One example, there are devices now, and I saw several manufacturers with these, that essentially listen for the sound of a smoke detector or a carbon monoxide detector in your home and then text you to alert that it's going off. So kind of a poor man's version of a monitored alarm system, but good for people that, you know, just want to have some additional level of security, you know, to be able to do something like that.
That's pretty smart. All right, here's Kim, who wants to know how to store and maintain her firewood supply in her house.
Well, of course, it's very important for that wood to be as dry as possible, A. And B, you want to keep the bugs out of it, and you want to keep the bugs from getting into your house, including termites. So many times, Doug, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I'd see folks that stack firewood up, of course, near the back door, right against the foundation, and that's just throwing red meat to the lions, because remember that termites will come up to feed. They're Mother Nature's army for getting rid of dead wood, so they come up to feed in that lumber, but they don't stop there. They'll go right into the house and continue. So you want to get it away from the house, and you want to get it up off of the ground so that it's dry, and it doesn't feed the insects.
Yeah, don't put it on the floor or the ground.
Right.
All right, there's good advice from Tom Kreidler for Kim, listener to the Good Day program. Tom Kreidler does the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Check it out at moneypit.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.